This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Great joy to share a few minutes with you this morning. Talking again about the fact that God says to you, you are a worthwhile person. You know, if you doubt what I say, have a look at Psalm 139 from the Old Testament. And it really, as you read that psalm, it says that you are not an accident, that God has never made anything without a purpose. So God planned you. He planned everything about you. He knew you when and where you would be born. He knows the length of the days that you're going to live, the time of your birth and death. Now, that doesn't mean that God predestines the good and bad things to come. Good people, unfortunately, die, and our loving Father, our Heavenly Father, is not the creator of these tragedies. And so we've got this freedom of choice, and God has a loving will. But unfortunately, bad things are still going to happen. It says in Ephesians 1 that long before he laid the earth's foundations, he had us in mind. He had you and me in mind. He settled on us as the focus of his love to be made whole and holy by his love. Ephesians 1 verse 4. It's a lovely verse. So it says to me, we are here for his purpose, that God wants to flood us with his love. A man and his wife are supposed to go out to dinner with some friends one night, and the husband, he was a bit unhappy, didn't want to go. She refuses to cancel it. She said, we've postponed it twice. So the tension between the two of them got a bit higher. So she was out in the car, dressed up. He's inside putting on his tie. And when he comes out, she's crying because she'd accidentally wrecked her beautifully made-up face. And what's the matter? And she says, look, I accidentally locked the keys in the car. Well, he really hits the roof. How could God make somebody so beautiful like you so stupid? And she comes right back. God made me beautiful so that you would marry me, and he made me stupid so that I'd marry you. Now, it's true that God made us so that he would love us unconditionally. This matter of significance is a great topic. Does my life really matter? It was Isaiah in Chapter 49, verse 4 says that all work seems useless. I've spent my strength for nothing and for no purpose at all. And here was Elijah, who also felt insignificant because of things that had happened. It was a story from Rick Warren about the World War II period when the Nazis were actually forcing prisoners to rake all the rubbish from a blown-up factory from point A to point B. And so the prisoners would have to do this with their wheelbarrows every day. They'd just go across from point A to point B, back and forth, day after day. And the idea was that the German Nazis were wearing the prisoners down, breaking their will. And so some of the inmates just became so desperate, they had no purpose in life. Some of them actually tried to jump in front of the Gestapo guards wanting to be shot. And here they were, living without purpose. It was a shocking and a terrible situation. And the psychologists tell us that we can exist on one of three levels. They talk about the first level as survival, just getting along, like the people in that camp. We think of the refugee kids in some of the terrible places around the world, no water. And then we know about things that happen. Are we happy? Are we surviving? Do we really matter? But God says, you were made to last forever. And that's a great statement. This speaks to us about our value. And so we're here on this earth for God's purpose. But do you know that our life here on earth is just the beginning? We will, of course, understand something of God's love in heaven, because Rick Warren says, this is kindergarten, this is preschool, it's just spring training. And C.S. Lewis calls this entire journey on earth one small step, one tiny tumble, he says. Our whole life is just like a newborn baby. So what I'm saying here is that life is worthwhile when we realize that eternity is around the corner. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, 1, when this tent we live in, our body here on earth is torn down, God will give us a house in heaven to live in, a home that he himself has made, which will last forever. So there it is. God exists. God has eternal life in mind for you and me. Thank you, dear Lord, for those wonderful concepts. Help us to appreciate them today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.